T-Mace, Vinken, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vinken here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, first, congratulations to your team, ranked number 25 in the recent AP poll. As I understand it, the first time the Commodores have been ranked in a midseason AP poll since 2008. I know that you have bigger goals in mind, but considering how long it's been since Vanderbilt was in the top 25 in season, what does that mean to you?
Well, we appreciate the recognition. I think just like anything that you invest in or you're a part of, I think when you're getting recognized for doing something well, it feels great. I think the season just doesn't allow for you to take too much time, focused on that. And so, if we want to continue to be recognized, and if we want to find out, what's actually, what we're capable of in this season, we got to quickly refocus. And there's nothing better to help us with that than having a team like Texas rolling into town. So, certainly it's meaningful to me as someone who cares about this program. Aside from being the head coach, obviously, for someone who's responsible for it, I feel grateful for the recognition. But that's obviously also not the point. The point is that we keep our heads down on our climb and ultimately find out what's going to define this team at the end of the season.
Yesterday, Clark, Diego Pavia went on social media, tagged Chancellor Daniel Diermeier in a post, imploring him to expand the student section, especially with Texas coming to town this weekend. I know that the construction has limited the amount of students that you can have at the stadium, but with a big game coming up and everything that your program has done to grab as much attention as possible, what can you and the athletic department do to make sure that as many students as possible can get into that stadium on Saturday against Texas?
There's a lot that I'm focused on, and obviously I want, every student to have a chance to be there with us. I have so appreciated, and I think one of the things Diego's actually recognizing in that post is that we've had really incredible student support the entire season, and that has been really meaningful to me. I've made this comment a few times, but, we're becoming a football school, and our students are enjoying showing up, and they get behind the team they see on the field. I mean, they I think appreciate the level of fight this team has, and it's an exciting style of football. So with that said, I my role in all of this is to be the best football coach I can be. I'll leave the whatever marketing and ticketing to the people that are experts in marketing and ticketing. I think it's a good problem to have when we're trying to create more room. And, I see this vision for some point down the road where, it's almost like, we have big games and, you have a stadium full of people and then you have alternate places where you have people coming to be a part of the environment, but maybe not have a place in the stadium. And I think some of these games this season have given us a glimpse into the kind of energy that can be created in our stadium. Obviously, as we have success, we want to continue to see more black and gold in the seats. But, a good environment's a good environment, and we've had fun competing in our stadium. I think this can become a really, a really neat experience for everyone involved and just a cool environment all the way around to experience a college football game day.
We're talking to Vanderbilt's head football coach, Clark Lee. Clark, it was good to see you today at practice. I want to thank you for allowing me, as well as my former teammate, Lemansky Hall, for inviting me over there to view your practice. So it was good to be over there and talk with you as I was leaving. But looking at this team, how do you continue to stress to these young men that, hey, listen, we're not where we need to be? Yes, we've won some games, because it seems like you win a big game and then you got to struggle the next game. You win a big game last 2 weeks ago, then you struggle a little bit, but you ultimately pull the game out. Is it just, reiterating that, or is it, one of those things where the more you win, the more you realize it?
Well, first of all, I appreciated you coming out, Derek, and it took every bone in my body not to, to put a helmet on you to get you out there running routes. I think you could still do it. You know, when Willie comes out, I'm always worried he's going to get hurt. So
Willie's been known to get hurt in football. Yeah.
Willie, that was unfair. I'm sorry. I didn't deserve that. What you're tapping into there is kind of the competitor's dilemma, and when you're talking about the psychology of a championship team, and I do think, Derek, I think you grow into this, and obviously the teams that you were a part of, we were talking about today. I mean, I think y'all had that championship pedigree and that consistency that defined your work, and you know, I want to stop short of crediting, you know. Of not crediting Mike New's Ball State teams. I felt like they came in and they were the more spirited team, and I thought they played really well and they executed, and we did enough to not have a really hard lesson to learn from. But I don't think that we had the energy level we needed to represent ourselves the way we want to represent ourselves. So, you know, we have to at some point understand that, you know, we're not entitled to winning. It's just, no one cares what you've done. No one, there's something so humbling about all this. It's like, it just doesn't matter. And we message that all the time. I think, you know, as a team and two, as a coaching staff, you know, the level of demand it takes to not fall into that psychology of, you know, hey, we're the better team and we're going to find a way to gut this out. That's not the point. The point is that every time you put the ball down, you're playing at your highest level. And I think that takes, first of all, an awareness and understanding of that. And then it takes, you know, trying to reach for that standard every single day. And I wasn't displeased with our work last week. I thought we had a good week of work. I mean, I just think at the end of the day, when it came down to it and we took the field on Saturday, they were more physical than we were, and they out-executed us. And we missed opportunities to separate. And when you don't put teams like that away, you're going to play in tight games. And they were able to do that. Now, you know, we can celebrate the fact that we learned from a good result. And also, there's a lot to take away from the last time we played that way was Georgia State, and we weren't able to do enough to win it. But I think the next step for this program is – week in, week out, you're seeing a team that never deviates from an identity and a standard of play, a style of play that ultimately allows us to not worry about who we're facing. I said to the guys on Sunday, I mean, we've proven we can play with the best, and we've also proven that we can hang in there with teams that we really should be able to put distance between us and them. And so what is the lesson there? It's, you know, when are we just going to focus on our highest level? And that's it. And let's put that to practice every Saturday, which means we got to put it to practice every day we're together.
Talking to Clark Lee, and Clark, I got a chance to see the game. First time I've seen you guys live, thanks to the Predators in the afternoon and you guys at night. You always hope that the kickoffs times work that way. I really enjoyed myself. Mm-hmm. I thought the game presentation, the video and everything, the music, I thought was really, really good in that one. And I want to echo what you said about the student section. It has been awesome. I know it's a good problem to have. I've been reading about some of this, and I'm sure it'll get worked out. With Texas coming in, Clark, you know, they're coming off a loss where I'm sure they weren't super happy with how things went. But when you look at them, what jumps out to you of what you guys will have to do to be successful?
I want to start just by maybe kind of emphasizing something that you pointed out, and I really appreciate you saying it. That, you know, we still have an end zone down for the count here, so we're kind of what would it be, 3/4 of a stadium at this point. I think that our game day environment has totally transformed from a year ago. I think the energy in our stadium is completely different, and some of that is the physical spaces being built out, but I think our marketing team is doing, our game day experience team is doing a great job of creating excitement and energy that really does help our team, you know. And so again, I see it as evolution within our department as it follows the evolution of our program. To say, you know, this, when this is all said and done and we're in a complete full stadium, it's going to be a really unique and fun environment. And I hope the Nashville community gets excited to
bring their kids out and support a team that hopefully, again, they see the imprint of their toughness and their level of respect and their hard work. They see that reflected in the way we play. So thanks for that observation, Willie. As far as Texas goes, the first thing is this is a really well-coached team. And it's a prideful program. And this is a program that Sark's built methodically. You know, it wasn't like they came in and lit the world on fire. I mean, he's battled adversity. They've done it the traditional way. You know, they didn't have a great first season, a little bit better next year, a little bit better. So they keep getting better. And what that tells me is there's a really solid environment there, which means they're going to take everything they need from a bad result, and they're going to apply it forward and be ready to play. So we have to expect them to be here with something to prove. And we have to focus on our energy level and, you know, the idea that we dictate terms in our home stadium so that we don't, you know, get in a situation where they start fast and we take time to catch up. That is not going to be a formula for us. With respect to their team, what you're going to see is speed at every position on the field. I mean, this is a team that, you know, I feel like every offensive skill player was sub 10, 500 meter in high school. And so really fast, really explosive. They have exceptional quarterbacks, you know, both of which will be, I think, you know, longtime NFL players. They can make all the throws. They're smart. The scheme design is really good. Defensively, they're fast. They're physical. Contest space really well. They've got a really disruptive front. So, you know, I mean, and look, you know, we could go week in, week out in this league and say, hey, look, they all kind of look the same. You know, I mean, this is what playing in the SEC is. And so rather than spend a ton of time on them, it's like, all right, here's the strategy we're going to take to help contain them and to defeat them. You know, now let's focus on us, our fundamental technical play. Again, our level of focus and execution, our energy systems, because that ultimately is going to allow us, what's going to allow us to find the result that we want. It's Vanderbilt football's highest level.
Clark, one of the things that we've talked about here some, and not to go into the whys too much, but it's really entertaining every Saturday because it does seem like across the country, and you've been a lot of places before you came back to Vanderbilt, the gap, the parity, it looks a little closer to the NFL than it used to, not in terms of professional players or whatever, but just the difference between the most powerful teams and what was perceived to be the weaker teams. It seems like that gap has narrowed and there's a little more unpredictability from week to week. Are you seeing that?
I am. You know, it's interesting, and I don't know that I have the answer for it other than, you know, what I think is going on is kind of almost like a pulling up of all the best players. And so I think especially in the SEC and the Big Ten, you're seeing the teams in the league top to bottom have a lot of talent. And I think that has to do with the transfer portal and NIL. And so, you know, what you actually need to win is to be good enough, right? Like you don't always have to be the team that wins every matchup on the field, but can you be good enough? And then for us, it's being good enough and having an environment, a culture, a sense of connection, and a smart design. You know, we want to win the game in the margins. And that can help you, as you say, kind of like eliminate the gap that does exist. But, you know, the game's just in a really interesting place. And I think that in some ways it's awesome. You know, in some ways I'm interested to continue to see how it evolves, because I do believe that that as the top end of our sport strengthens, I think there are negative impacts, you know, to be felt, you know, in some of the group of five or lower level programs, which, you know, again, is just a part of the evolution of the sport. And it's just going to be interesting to see how it all kind of shakes out and what it looks like in the future.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee joining us as he does every Tuesday afternoon on D-Mates Vingen and Donick. Clark, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend against Texas.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Yep.
Vanderbilt, number 25, Vanderbilt, I should say, hosts number 5 Texas on West End Saturday afternoon. We'll wrap up the show next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Bingen, 1025-1063. The Game.